This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 7 Democratic candidates looking to win their party's nomination for president next year have stood behind the House of Representatives' decision to impeach President Donald Trump. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who will serve in the Senate trial of the president, said on PBS's broadcast that senators will have to put aside partisan leanings in the impeachment trial.
And everyone now in the Senate who's taken a constitutional oath to uphold our Constitution, and that doesn't mean loyalty to an individual, it doesn't mean loyalty to a political party, it means loyalty to our country.
The debate is the 6th in the race to pick a Democratic challenger to Trump. The 7 candidates were the fewest to take part since the debates began. Meanwhile, the president said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not hand off impeachment to the Senate until she learned how Republicans would manage the proceeding. Writing on Twitter, Trump said Thursday, "I want an immediate trial." But as AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
That's AP's Julie Pace. And this is VOA News. The United States is imposing sanctions on additional senior Iranian officials for human rights abuses as the Trump administration increases its maximum pressure campaign on the Tehran government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assailed Iranian officials for hypocrisy by depriving citizens, particularly ethnic and religious minorities, of their constitutional rights.
We're restricting visas for current or former Iranian officials and individuals responsible for or complicit in the abuse, detention, or killing of peaceful protesters.
Pompeo said he had redesignated Iran as a country of particular concern for religious freedom, a status that adds a layer of potential sanctions against the government. The secretary also said the administration would enact travel bans on officials found to have violated human rights, as well as their families. The U.S. Senate has approved a $1.4 trillion government spending package and sent it to the president's desk. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
The budget legislation heading to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature delivers an array of funding provisions for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to take home in their Christmas stockings. The $1.4 trillion government spending package includes a major victory for the president in the form of $1.4 billion for his U.S.-Mexico border wall and the ability to tap other accounts for more funding. Democrats get domestic spending increases of $27 billion. The long-term cost to taxpayers is a roughly $400 billion increase in the federal deficit over 10 years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved a new North American trade deal on Thursday that includes tougher labor and automotive content rules, but leaves $1.2 trillion in annual U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade flows largely unchanged. The House vote sends the measure to the Senate, but it is not clear when the Republican-controlled chamber will take it up. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said that consideration of the measure would likely follow an impeachment trial in the Senate, which is expected next month. The USMCA trade pact, first agreed upon last September, replaces the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. And the United States began flying Mexican deportees to the interior of Mexico on Thursday as the Trump administration seeks to further limit border crossings. Mexico said it had requested the flights to keep deportees away from dangerous border cities. A senior Homeland Security official said the flights were in response to the rising number of Mexican nationals arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.